Brura, Simshin and Ches, Sif Beis, Sif Katam Lamadal. Does that sound right? Yeah. Imam Begay, Rotulim, Rotulim, the Khan is Zoo, and I'm sure Shakal Gabba Kersa, who calls me as Sim Tochet. Can we do this?
No.
We spoke about it before, but so the wall is less than 20 tefachim tall, total. Those are Lasso's tail, Mishneit Stodov. You can make this pile of dirt, which is less than 10 tefachim high, and have.
Excuse me, did you say Lamed
Aleph? Lamed Dalet. You're able to if it's less than 10 tefachim high, it's something which you can step up onto. And therefore, and now that becomes part of the grounds, because you can step onto it. So you have to calculate that as the ground, and now the wall is measured from that point and up, which is less than 10 tefachim. Until choshev kekarkos akarfiv, kibush lanishem bekosel b'soyf atel l'malo asar tefachim. Since at that point there's not 10 tefachim of the wall above where the dirt is, havelik kekosel keparis mishnei tzadav. Therefore, the wall is like it's broken open. Okay. The Shaar Tzion in Lamed Gimel speaks this out a little more clearly. He says, why does it have to be, the wall is 20, it's not going to work. 20 tefachim. Shaar Tzion Lamed Gimel. Dim Havi Esrim, if the height of the wall is 20 tefachim or more, you're going to have one of these arguments, which either way you look at it, it won't work. If the tail is less than 10 tefachim high, it comes out, and the wall is 20 or more, so there's more than 10 tefachim of the wall above the height of the tail. So the imkain havi lay hakosel mitail lamala yesim esar tefachim. So the wall is 10 tefachim high still, so it's not going to be affected by the fact that there's a tail there. We had mechitza pachas mi'asar tefachim. If the wall is sticking out, if the wall is 20 to start with, and now it's sticking out less than 10, so you've accomplished it, that you've affected the wall, seemingly. But you can't tell who your sorbiyers means. That means that the tail had to be more than 10. V'shuv lo miftol mechitzas akersel will not be mevatol mechitzas akersel. The hayav shalachshav mirosh hatel. You cannot count from the top of this pile of earth. Train tree says a regal shul because people don't walk there. Mikarka akarfiv hirei yesh harba yosir. From the ground, it's more than 10 tefachim. We start up Yachad, and we count now, we count the tail, which is part of the wall. Okay. Ken Nisbar B'Tshubas Hadesh. Now, why don't we argue you're making a new wall by adding this wall? So that itself should be the heck of Mechitzas. So we're going to see it later on, that Sif, you know, the later Sifim, that doesn't work. So he speaks it out. Even if they put the offer there, the Shem Dira, you cannot say that it's enclosed because of that. If you put it within three tefachim of the wall, the if it's too close to the wall, it's considered that you're just expanding, you're thickening the wall. That's not called a new wall. So let's say you'll distance it 3 tefachim from the wall. So it cannot be bolted to the wall. It's like you're making a new enclosure inside of it. Okay. That won't help. All of this was planned just to leave it there for a little bit and then remove it. Well, so, that did of being when you remove it and then you put it there and then you remove it, that works if you undermine the original kaisel. It's like you rebuilt the original kaisel. Over here, the original kaisel is still in place. And all you have around this is the original kaisel, which was not good. So the fact that you added a second kaisel and removed that doesn't work. The dirt is less than 10 tefachim high, it's something which a person can step up onto. The original wall, then when you remove the dirt, it's like you're making a new wall. And that new wall was the Shem Dira. Close them, he's where Midira grow, Safer Base Mayor, Mordecai, look at Maganabram. Now at the Maganabram. Okay. Now the Ramah said, you put that dirt there, even though you're removing the dirt, it doesn't bother us. Haloshim Gubgam, Lamet Hay. The language is not exactly the most precise language. It's not if you remove it, you have to remove it. Okay. If you don't know mechitzas at all, so then you can't carry it all, period. As much as you're arguing that the walls have been undermined by the presence of the dirt, so if you don't remove the dirt, you can't carry it all, period. Even with less than basis, you couldn't carry, there's no walls. I'm by your rabbi, b'shem abusha yamtiv, shekosim shetzorach loymar, va'af shechoyser, not va'af im, but va'af sheh. But shalomar, va'af shechoyser l'kech ofer, k'shiz galah mechitzes mechadosh, even though you're removing the dirt afterwards, which will reinstate the original walls. The Shem Dira, Chumakim Lorminim Mishum Zesh Ofer Lonisbatim Yalam Klal Mishum Zedai Tar Yalaf Lash of the Fanoisim Kim Shakaponim Bitlam Mishabas Achas. So we should argue that since you're planning to remove it, it's like you never removed the Chachila, and therefore didn't do anything, which is the second opinion anyway. So the first opinion is saying, no, even though you're definitely going to be removing it, not that you, if you remove it, but you're definitely going to be removing it, because otherwise you have no mechitzas. If so, you're putting it there with a clear intent to remove it, so maybe it shouldn't work at all. No, it still works according to the first opinion.
But this is a new prat. You have to leave it with Shabbos Achatz, right?
Well, that's what the wall said.
Right, but I'm saying as opposed to the other case. In the case where you actually knocked down a piece of the wall, then it sounds like there wasn't a Shabbos Achatz.
Correct.
Right. What? What was that about?
So the Rosh Hashanah says that this in a bit of Shabbos Achas, that the person would actually explicitly say that he's leaving it there. Fine. Some disagree. Since you plan to remove it, which is by definition the case over here, so dirt is not going to work. Putting dirt which you're planning to remove is not a bitl in the mechitza. Now, it's all about the first on this, and we're saying that this works, a person has to express that. It's because Minastam, that's not what he's doing. They accept the first opinion. Fine. So I'm not sure what the girl argues on. So the whole here, this is the purpose over here was to gain an option of not having to destroy the wall. Well, we'll see another eitzah later on. You can make a second mechitza within the first one, which is not bottled to the first one, because it's more than three tefachim away from the first one, or at least three tefachim away from the first one. And now, since that is inside, that's the real enclosure is the second one, which is new. And if that enclosure, the second one, is longer than 10 amas long, so it's as if the first one is not functioning in that spot. So it's like there's a pirtza, which has been re-enclosed with the new mechitza. But, akol zeh amoil gamkein, rak b'eisham eres ha-mechitza. But that solution that we're saying over there only works as long as the second wall stands. Avoloi la'achar shenof, if the second wall falls, the axe of the sword goes back to its original state. So, that's later on in the same we discussed that. Let me just look at the barrel for a moment, see if I can run over here. Take a look at the Bir Lacha on the page before. Two of them. Oshapotzer lepesach. Avir Megadim Mestapek Loimar. Avir Megadim is considering the possibility. After the Huad in a Chaloin, if he opens up a Chaloin in that direction, means he had basically until this point in time he had a totally sealed wall, sealed direction. There's no doors, there's no windows. Now he creates a window into that direction, which could be used as an access if needed. Even though it's a Rimagodim and El Yeraba and El Shabbos, based on a bit that windows work. Come walk him, tell the Machadish. The more we mention doors, there's a good logic to say that after Pesach, it shall only be doors. You put a door there because you want to use that area. That's a declaration through your actions that you're now being conveyed of this place as a makom you want to use. David's hook of the Dira. Go through the access point of the window, but in general, that's not what they're there for. They're there for to let light in. You cannot use the window as a permanent type of access. Therefore, it's a good argument. Therefore, the Prima Godim. He just lets it stand with the Tarchiyun, not like he just pointed out that the Yerab and the Shabbos hold that it works. Now, the Yerab and the Erle Shabbos. Now, Kamalkam Afim Neymar the Mahani, this argument that the windows work. It means a window which you dock b'shinish damish like a kaponim derech oisin a chalodis the karfiv. You actually are using the window as an access point to the karfiv. If you could only just, there's not, person not actually using them as access, he's just watching from there, watching over the karfif. So in some ways, it's a benefit, a value for the karfif, but still, he's not actually using the karfif, and that would not be sufficient. Now, Mr. Bur, the beer law
watches over the karfif.
Yeah, watches. Okay, take the beer law of Achakakakifoy. Al Mhikav Vachakak Posak Loy Pesa 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 Lamahan. In Mithila Hikav a karfif, Migimel Rukhai Sol. Where Rukhavi is Hemin Bayas, Posak Loy Pesa. So, you close three sides. Then he built the wall of the house, which is the fourth side. And then he broke through and made a door. So before he made the door, it already was enclosed. So the door came after it was fully enclosed. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, to say that the house should be the enclosure which prevents you from using the makam, because it's not l'shem dira when the house is spats on l'shem dira. That's an interesting question. So, Mitzad Prima got of the Mahani. Vatam, the Kiman Shakarim Shahemid Shamachitza Sabayas, Hiroch Zaporit, Yersim Yasor. Mel Lunaksha of Hekaflakum, the Antaka Shaposa, Sosam, Ruch Zab, Kersol Abayas, Neshavata Hekafladir. So, what really made it enclosed is the bias. So, the bias was Makiv at Ladira. Mashing in the scenarios, all the scenarios where the hekev was there on its own, here the bias is creating the hekev. So you can't say that the hekev was on the shame deal. Okay, Sif Kimmel. A telgaway osora didn't occur if you have a plateau, which is 10 tefachim high. So it's now its own malkum. So it's din of a karfif. The machitzas which are there are the machitzas of the natural machitzas which lead up to the plateau. That one is not l'shem dira, so you have a hekev, not l'shem dira. Mishabur Lamates. Tell me, sir, talking. Feel me in Ozokov, Megoiva Harbe, even if it's not straight up and down. So we discussed this before. It could be at an angle. If at the during the climb of 10 tefachim high, it should be during the movement of 4 amas forward, it climbs 10 tefachim high. That's called a mechitza. So then, okay, karfif. So top of this plateau, the atzah sayim mutar the talta b'kuloi. So until sasayim, you're allowed to carry because it's all the plateau. The kilo mukam mechitzas dami, because we count the walls below as if it's surrounded with walls. That's till sasayim. The yestim sasayim also the talta the mechitzas nasas me'elah will hook up the shemdira, but it wasn't hook up the shemdira. So you'd have to actually build a wall on top of the tail to be able to make it mark a book of a deer. Okay.
What do you mean?
If you have a raised area, you have a plateau. The scenario over here is 10 to 12 high. It can be 50 feet high, it can be 100 feet high, and it's the walls are steep enough that's considered halachically as if they're walls. See, well, there's no walls on top where you're living, or the air which is enclosed, but the walls below count as if there's walls around it. But it wasn't hukum l'shem dira, it was a natural hekev, it wasn't l'shem dira. So if the area on top is more than basis sayim, you can't carry. So the only solution would be to make walls on top. You have to make walls. And be makia of the same dira. Okay. Sif Dalit. Karfev, Yerusim Misusayim. So we have our Karfev, which is more than Susayim, and the Loch is in there, for you may not carry in it. And Shanota Bailonus, Namai Tabira. So he wanted to, he had this idea of by planting trees, which take up X amount of ground space, each tree. So the remaining ground space is less than base of sign. Right, that was his thought process. Well, how about me? That's not a valid thought process. Okay, it's not considered to be my mind area. Even though these trees are potentially Rishus HaYachid, because they're 4x4 and they're 10 Tvachim high, that's not considered, it's Mamayat, the measurements of the Karfif. What then the Karfif Babur, the same thing would be true if you would dig a bore there, that area of the bore is not subtracted from the total area of the Karfif to arrive at a status of being less than base of side. So either of these ideas do not work. Okay.
Does the house work? Can we trust the shetach, the open shetach now?
Mazel tov, tell us.
Yeah, the house works.
House does work,
yeah. Memalev, the Maya Ravir, right? Shlo yeshit ko yosim misasayim. Hey, what's the Talmud? The goal over here is you want to decrease the amount of area of the karfif to the point that it's less than base of sayim, thereby allowing you to carry there. Shlo havi miyit. Why? Should there are glossers can be karfifus, lohonus bohan, relation of tateim itself. Having trees is part of how you use a karfif. That's not considered that you've undermined the area of the karfif. So something which is going to be acts as a bona fide source of decrease in the area of the amount of the karfif is only something which does not normally belong there. We'll see as we go right through. So even though these walls are 10 high and 4x4, so had these been placed Rishus Rabim, these would be considered Rishus Yochid. They're 4x4 and 10 Tvachim high. They get their own distinct status. So maybe over here the same thing is no. Same thing is true if you dig a bore. Shamayim. The Chavar Bore Shamayim. So it's not Mayat, even if it's Rosh Hashanah, it's 10 deep and it's 4x4. It's not Mayat. You can't walk where you have the gap of the well. Can't walk there. It's still counted into the calculation of the size of the field of Sasayim. Tunami mitashmishi karfif hu kilonis. Having water, there's one tashmishi karfif. Chinimos the bore begina. You made this bore in a gina. Kamin enu memai tashmishi gina hu. Vashkosa. You want to store water there to be able to irrigate the gina, to water the gina. The rachoshen tzarcha gina memaita. If you have storing something else there, which the gina has no need for, so that would be memaita, the measure of the gina. Pasha the davarim mentalta ena memaita loyelam. This all this discussing things which are there permanently, but something which can be moved that doesn't count as a miut, as a source of miut. However, in Tzifei, son of Ahmed, he's my pekach. He built this raised area, which diminishes the footprint of the karfif down to less than base of sign. Imhu rochav and shlosha tefachim havi miut. If it's 10 tefachim high and 3 tefachim wide, it's considered a miut. Okay, exactly. Like Mishnah Berurah. Amud mem hay. Bein beemsa bein besamach lekostei karpet. No difference where it's placed. Rochem shlosha tefachim megavas, or it's 10 tefachim high, and has a width at least of 3. So it's beyond the sheer of a lobotay concept. It's significant enough to have a miut. Apochel meisora rochem shlosha loch chashiv have a kimishenoi. But if it's less than 10 tefachim high, or alternatively, it's less than 3 tefachim wide, it's considered insignificant.
Why is lavud an issue here? We're just trying to tell you it's
lavud. It's not really lavud. They have a cheshivas to it.
It's interesting. I would have thought 4.
Correct. That's why you need the shulchan to tell you 3.
Right.
It's a gemara. The gemara says 3.
Why would Dr. Cooper have thought 4?
Normally, with regard to giving a cheshivas of a makam, you need this year is 4 tefachim, but you see
4 tefachim by 4.
Right, but you see the concept of lavud, something less than 3 is considered insignificant, and once it's 3 is already considered significant. So we are also significance of its being there. Once it's 3 tefachim high, it don't need to be its own makam, but it needs to be enough that it's not bothered to the other makam. So it's taking up space of your car, which is unusable. So once it's 3 tefachim, it's considered you've created a space which is unusable. So to mamayit the karfiv. Okay.
So what does being mamayit the karfiv?
No. So if you have less than the base of Zion, you're allowed to carry there. This is being mamayit the karfiv. So you're now less than base of Zion, you can carry there. Okay. Vav, one of the chitza baruch eser lifnei mechitza rishona levadlo shtiya kamoish eino yemuk abudir al yaleh shniya mechitza rishona shlosha tevachim mutter. So he built a second wall inside of the first wall, inside of the karfif, longer than 10 tevachim. I'm sorry, say that again. Longer than 10 amas. So now, what's enclosing it is not the old wall, which was before the dira, but the new wall, which is after the dira. So the new wall makes it that it's as if there's a pierce on the old wall. The old wall is not usable anymore because it's blocked by the new wall. And then you're enclosing it with the new wall. So it's hook of l'shem dira. That only works is if we don't look at the new wall as being distinct and independent of the old wall. So if the new wall is built within 3 tefachim of the old wall, it becomes in love with and then tuffle to the old wall. So you just stick in your wall, but you didn't really do anything. But if it's 3 tefachim away from the old wall, it's its own distinct separate wall. And this wall was made the old wall as if it's not functional. So it's like a pirtza, and then this is enclosing it, the shame dira, so it would work. Okay. Baruch.
This is really out of place, no? I just wanted to be.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, I don't know. I don't know.
What was the question?
That Sifim Dalit and Hay deal with things which are mamayit, the shetach of the karfif. Zion will discuss the things which are mamayit, the shetach of the karfif. Vav discusses a look of how to create a pirtza by putting a second wall.
Why?
So, I mean, the only thing which is, you know, the in contrast between Vav and Zion, Zion is, I'm thickening the wall, and I want to use that. So the Mor says, you can't use it as a new wall, maybe I should use it to remind the area of the karfif. So that's where Zion deals with that. Mm-hmm. We just said that thickening the wall doesn't work as undermining the original wall if it's too close, but on the other hand, you've definitely lessened the footprint of the karfif. So what about that? That's what Siv Zion deals with. But still, it's interesting. The placement is interesting.
Footprint of the karfif.
Correct. That's exactly what I said.
Footprint of the karfif.
There's less space to walk. you're back on the wall, so I can't walk there. So the area which is inside of the karfif is less than Beis HaSayim now. I mean, if that would be true. But theoretically, you are decreasing the amount of the floor space of the original of the karfif, which might take you under. If that would take you under Beis HaSayim, or Beis HaSayim and under, you should be allowed a geri. Is that true? Do we look at this as practically? It's limited. It's decreased and limited the amount of floor space of the karfif. Question: is that a halachically valid definition of being a mite? That's what Sif Zayin deals with. Okay, let's deal with Mishnah Berurah on Sif Vav Memchas Baruch. Now the Gersa here says Mechitza Baruch Eser. So the Mishnah Berurah says, well, it should be Yoser Mi Eser. Can't talk lemmer. Marib the Gabba Haya Gamkan Eser. So the new wall was 10 tefachim high, and it was longer than 10 amos. You placed it lifnei mechitza, lifnei bekarfif. You place it inside the karfif, not outside, but inside. If it's outside, it doesn't affect the enclosure of the karfif at all. But inside, it comes out. This is the wall, which is really by blocking access to the old wall, it's making that this is now the wall which is enclosing. So it's more than 10 amos. It's like if the whole wall was totally removed for this length, more than 10 amos. And it's like the whole mechitza is no longer there. If it's an opening more than 10, and now by building the wall, you're enclosing it. The shame dira. And obviously you already built a house now between the original building of the wall and what you're doing now. You had either built a house there or added an access from a house to there. So now it's potentially a hookah there. You just need a wall. You need an enclosure. So I'm creating a new enclosure. So this only works if the new wall is placed 3 tefachim. Love it is less than 3 tefachim. So the new wall is placed more than 3 tefachim away, 3 tefachim or more away from the old one. Amalei hekev chodesh hashem dira. Am karav akarsel hachodesh besech shloshet zakarshel yosha. If the new wall is within 3 tefachim of the old one, lamahani, sulo nechshav kakarsel hachodesh, because we don't count it as a new wall, al kamoy shemoyse bebinyan al karsel harishon hashem dira, lamahani. It's like you're thickening the new wall. No, excuse me, you're thinking of the old wall, the shame dira. Well, it doesn't help you because the mice of the heck if was not the shame dira. Now, b'cholze b'shalonis might hakarfif mishir yosim bebeis esayim ayyadei kaisel achodesh. But this all discussing that I want to use the approach of heck of the shame dira. But if the reality of the new wall has taken away X amount of ground space, of floor space, to the point that the area of the karfif is no longer Beis HaSayim, so then it's mutter. Alin yismayin karfif mishira b'mani mutter filo karfif mishira shlosh atvachim shira filo b'tok b'tit ala kersa mahani k'mawur b'siv zayim. We'll see that if you thicken the walls with tit, it's considered a miyut. So kalva karfif putting a wall of stones there is considered a miyut in the area of the Beis HaSayim. And therefore, you're allowed to carry because it's less than basis sign. Okay, Zion. Talk tit al machitzas arishonas. The mayat aviroi. So he thickened the walls by putting the layers of mud on the original old machitzas. And by doing so, he wanted to decrease the ground space of the karfif. But he's smite, and thereby lessened the area of the karfif under the shear of a Beis HaSayim. So does that work as a? You didn't really put something new there. You just thickened the walls of the old one. So what's the status? So in a tit ava, if the layer of tit that he put there is thick enough, shin tinot la mechitza rishana re'alamet b'fnei atzma. It's not just a layer on the old wall. It's thick enough that it can stand on its own. how would you know that if you remove the old wall, we say, well, this is thick enough that this would just stand, continue standing. Well, have a meet. If that's true, so this is a mamish in the wall, and this new wall has taken up X amount of ground space. Imlav, if however it will not stand on its own, all it is a layer on the old wall, so it becomes bottle to the old wall. And it's not considered to be mamayat at the airspace, even though practically I can't walk there because there's this big thing of mud there, but that doesn't make a difference for this purpose. The mice, the sheer base of Simon is still there. Have a meet.
His goal was to decrease the area of the carpet to the point that he's allowed to carry.
Shitcha.
Shetach.
Shetach.
Yeah. Correct. Have a mute. Feel the talk, Ella Be'echet Mikosli HaKarfif. Feel the Mikosli Sagi. If practically this thickening decreased the amount of the base of Sayim, they had to only put it on one wall, or even part of a wall, doesn't make a difference to us. If accomplished what's supposed to accomplish, fine. Mikomakim Nira, Shatiya, Akaponim, Gaiba, Hatiya, Asara, Mikarka, Lamala, Rechav, Shloisha. The Hakal Rechashim, he did come and say, hey, Weinberg, Lach. Now this works along the same lines of putting an omen there. We said the omen is only held to be mamayin if it's 10 tefachim high, and it's 3 tefachim wide. So the tin has to be at least that amount to be able to argue that. But if the tit cannot stand on its own, if you remove the wall, the tit will not stand. So even though it's 3 tefachim wide, right? If that's not enough for it to stand on its own, it's not mamayin. It's not mamayin. We look at it like it's not there. Yesh chalkim azed, some disagree. Kol sheichel alamani makosel. As long as it's able to stand with the support of the wall, the ma'aseh, when the wall is there, it's able to stand. That's called miut. Yesh chalkim leis atzarech. If you need to, you can be samech on the lenient opinion. Kol zem nismayra shir al yedei zem mifnim. It's all working if you're thinking in it on the inside. Avli moni smayr hashir. If you put it on the outside, it's not going to help you. Or if it wasn't Ismail this year, it doesn't help you. I feel like Kiban Betiach has a Lashem Dira. Rabsha, so Avkal Kachiach Olam Bithniatsma. You put this new layer, Lashem Dira, and you made it take off to stand on its own. But the Mai says, it's not standing on its own. And there's a wall there, not Lashem Dira. So two. The Havi Kimachitza, Gabi Machitza, Kimavor Besif.
In the previous sif, it's not 3 tefachim.
Yeah, about the pizza. I would have some of these referring to sif chas. Anyway, okay, they don't say that. Okay, let's just do chas. But mechitza is all mishon of lachivul ayad madira. He heightened the wall. He made the wall taller. So, in a way, that doesn't accomplish anything. The carpet is not any more enclosed by having a higher wall. So, once we're saying that the original wall is 10 tefachim high, making another wall on top, another 10 tefachim, so 20 tefachim high, doesn't change anything in regards to the hekev. Now, after he did that, so nivu hatachtonus, the ground became unstable, and the wall sank into the ground. To the point that all you have now is the new wall, which is 10th Vachim high. And it was built the Shem Dira. So, Nitzal Yonim, that works. See, when you built it, those walls do not work. They don't lose their status of being Hekel the Shem Dira. It doesn't help you because you're not really being Makiv, it's already Mokiv. But now that these are what's Makiv, it's good. I will tell you, Mr. Simon, also Mechitzes, Afilo, Al Swasa, Ladira, Moyol, Shredor, Ba'aver, Mechitzes, Shosa, Ata. So, based on this thought process, if you put a wall on top of a wall, it doesn't work. So, if I have a plateau and I put walls around the perimeter, I should argue it doesn't work because those are walls on top of walls. So, that's not true. Over there, it works.
because the ma'isa you're actually living within the mechitzas. So even though halachically the bottom mechitzas give it a mechitza, but practically it's adding an element of enclosure which wasn't there. So that's enough to give it a din b'shem hook of the shem dira, that it's going to be more to the carry there. Let's see, Mr. Baruch.